we'll go back to Jonathan.
I suppose the next one worth mentioning is Mary and Max, Australian animation from director Adam Elliott. I don't know, did either of you see this one?
No.
No, never.
No. I heard good things about it. It was the opening film, I think, was it either Sundance or South by Southwest, one of these festivals a couple of months back. I remember hearing good things then. And it's an Australian film, animation, stop motion animation. And it's got the voices of Philip Seymour Hoffman as Max and Toni Collette as Mary. And there's kind of an ongoing narration through the film by Barry Humphries, Dame Edna Everidge. And the film starts off in the 70s in Australia, a small town in Australia. And Mary is a little girl who has lots of big imagination, really. And she, her mum and dad don't really... not the best role models. Her mum drinks a lot and her dad's always kind of in the garage just doing his own thing. And one day they go to the local library and Mary finds this book about New York. It's like a New York phone book, I think. I'm not sure why there's one there. But she finds this book and wants to ask various questions of someone in New York. Just wants to have a pen friend, really. So goes down the list of names and just finds this chap called Max. So the Australian side of it is very kind of bright and breezy. And then we go to New York and we see Max, who's this overweight guy, who very grey. New York is very grey. And we just see his life, which is completely different to hers. He's kind of not had a very good life and he's scared to go out. He's got sort of psychological problems and depression, really, more than anything. And he suddenly gets this letter out of the blue and can't quite cope with it, doesn't know how to cope with it. And so the film is really about them sending letters back and forth. No email at this point, no phone calls or anything, just letters.
Not even Twitter or Facebook?
Not even Twitter.
My Lord!
How did it go? No podcasts, it's just, or MP3.
Audiocasts.
Yeah. And it's a lovely little film. There's so much going on in the background in every scene. And great little asides. It reminded me a little bit the style, the style through the film reminded me a bit of Amelie, the opening sequence of Amelie, when the voiceover is kind of explaining how she came to be who she is and who her parents are. There's a lot of that goes on, and maybe that goes on a little bit too long. I think there's maybe sort of 10 minutes or so, it just felt a little bit too long. But really, it's quite a happy film, but it's also quite sad, and it's just a really nice mixture. But the whole thing's great. Philip Seymour Hoffman is just fantastic. I love him and just everything he's in. And it's just his voice. But the stop motion is fantastic. And everything really works. It's a lovely film. And I recommend everyone go and see it. And I hope it gets good distribution in the UK. I've been hearing that it might have some problems. So I really hope if anyone does see it or has seen it, that they start a petition up or something, or just go on to Twitter or email their local cinema, but I've heard it's maybe going to have some problems. So,
and why do you think that is? Any indication? Is it just because it's animation? And
I think so. Yeah,
especially old school animation. That's a shame.
Yeah. So I don't know how if it does have if it, I mean there's only so many places that sort of small films like this can get released. Like a lot of the ones I suppose that we're talking about. And I guess if the people there maybe don't like things so much, then they're going to have a problem. But that one is a little bit more niche, I think. But if you like Wallace and Gromit, I think it's that sort of style. The look of it is kind of like that. So if you like that sort of thing, just a bit more adult. It's certainly an adult cartoon.
Then it's a film
not
to see.
Not for the kids.